The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hello and welcome to your Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday, the 25th of May, and this week I'm joined by Jade Koish, a senior analyst in our investments team and our responsible investing specialist.
Hi, Ben. Lovely to be on the podcast.
Now, Jade, with a growing movement of investors wanting to more closely align their portfolios with their own values, as awareness of issues like climate change grows, how can they integrate more responsible investing practices into their portfolios?
So I think there's a lot of jargon within the sort of world of investing responsibly. So I think a good place to start would just be to go through some of the sort of the spectrum of responsible and sustainable investment, which will hopefully sort of act as a bit of a jargon buster and help to answer your question there. So first of all, you know, we have traditional investing, which is essentially where you have investment strategies where there's either no or very limited ESG or environmental, social and governance considerations within the investment process. And then next on the spectrum, we have responsible investment. And this tends to be where there are exclusions from the investment universe. It's more of a risk mitigator. So you're removing bits of the universe so that you don't have exposure to what you sort of believe to be the more risky areas of the universe from an ESG perspective. And then we have sustainable investment, which not only sort of looks at ESG from a risk perspective, but also then brings into the universe the world of ESG from an opportunistic perspective. So you're actually actively going out and seeking opportunities that are going to benefit from an ES and G or G criteria. And then lastly, on the sort of end of the spectrum, we have impact investing. And this tends to be investments that are specifically aiming for or aiming towards an environmental or social objective. So every single investment in the portfolio should be working towards that specific objective, which is why we call it impact or thematic. One thing that I think is really important to note is that across all of these types of investment, the main and primary objective is to deliver competitive financial returns. So that's from traditional all the way to impact investing. The main idea is to deliver alpha.
Okay, so there's certainly a broad spectrum for how an investor can invest responsibly. But you mentioned that returns are still the primary target. But by choosing to invest more responsibly, am I not having to sacrifice some financial return?
So I think that's actually a common misconception with responsible investment or sustainable investment, is that you actually have to pay up in order to be a responsible investor. But there's actually more and more studies out there that are coming out that are showing that if you are integrating ESG factors into your process, you actually are generating returns above the market. And if you think about it, this does actually make sense, because you're actually looking at your investments and analyzing your investments just through another lens alongside other fundamental factors. So by looking at ESG factors, you're just mitigating certain risks, you're just identifying certain opportunities, and that's additive to alpha. Now, obviously, in the short term, we can see underperformance of these sort of ESG integrated strategies, you know, like in 2022, when energy really was, you know, the only sector that outperformed or posted positive gains. And many ESG integrated strategies are actually underweight the energy sector for obvious reasons, and therefore they did underperform the market. But that's only 1 year of performance. When we're taking a longer term outlook, we would expect these strategies to outperform, and that is, we are actually seeing more and more evidence of this. So, you know, on average, over the long term, these responsible and sustainable investment strategies should outperform the market generally, because of that sort of additional risk and opportunities lens that investors are now analyzing those investments from.
Okay, so with this outperformance expectation, do you think that's why we've seen such a large movement towards responsible investing?
So I think that's probably one of the reasons, but it's not the primary, it's not the only reason. Certainly, we're seeing a lot of trends that are sort of pointing directing investments and investors towards responsible investment. And I'll touch on some of those now. So firstly, we have social expectations. So the number of sort of consumers that are now considering the environment as a primary concern has significantly increased over the years. And then also we have regulatory and political trends. So the number of policy interventions that we're seeing globally, so, not just from Europe, which really has sort of led the way in terms of regulation and policy for years, but we're now seeing other countries bringing out a lot of regulations. So, Asia, even to some extent in the US, although obviously we have a bit of some anti-ESG legislation there, but generally regulation is coming, and it's coming on a global scale. We also are seeing corporate behaviors changing a little bit. So the number of corporates that have published corporate social responsibility reports, that has increased significantly over the last 10 to 15 years. And now kind of sits in the thousands. And many of those companies are making that change because of regulation or policy has sort of driven them to do that. But some of them are even doing this optionally now because they're seeing that this is an important thing that people want to see, essentially. And then the last one, just to touch on, is that investor expectations are changing. The number of questions that clients are now asking that are ESG related has significantly increased. And they want to know how their money is invested and the impact that their investments are making on the world. So, all of these trends are only going one way. And so I think investors and generally, the population are looking at responsible investment as the way to go.
Well, Jade, it's been a pleasure having you on this week, and thank you for the fantastic insight. Looking forward to talking next week.
Thanks, Ben. It's really been good to chat to you.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa, in terms of the FSCA FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaint relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.